AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction.
I'm Andrew McCrae, inviting you to join me for Farming the Countryside, a farmer-focused podcast important to agriculture. It's brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Visit pivotbio.com to find a representative near you.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Got Davis Michelson with us.
Hello.
All right. We've got it. It's going to happen this time. We've got Derek Josie with us from TDF Honest Farming. Derek, welcome back to AgriTalk. How you doing, man?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here.
Sorry about the short notice last time. It was farming.
Yeah.
We had issues.
Believe me. I get it. So how was the walk through the barn this morning? Did you learn anything from the girls?
Well, the walk through the barn was nice. We're still out pasturing, so, you know, it's almost the tail end of October, which is every day we're still outside this time of year is a blessing. So it was just nice.
Yeah. Is there much grass to be had out your way, Derek?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were drying up, but we've had quite a bit of rain through September. It started showering. October has been. So yeah, the fall grass is definitely growing out there.
Good. Good, good. How is business? I mean, the milk price looked pretty good right now, but I mean, you're really in kind of a, I hate to call Tillamook cheese a niche product, but you're really focused on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Tillamook is a very unique co-op and we have a strong brand, which helps us weather bad times. So I'm grateful for that. Yeah. And I mean, other than all our input costs are going up, it's a good time to be farming.
Yeah.
But I think everybody understands that it is watching inputs and going, where is this going?
Yeah. Yeah. No question about it. Everybody is wondering where it's going to go. So, Derek, let's talk about the book, An Industry Worth Fighting For. You know,
yeah.
To me, Derek, this is a message that you've been sending and building for several years now, but
yeah,
why was right
up on
now
5 years
for 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So
coming
why
up
was
on 5 years in November?
Why was now the right time to write the book?
Well, I feel like now was the right time because it's with everything that's going on in social media and all the censorship. I've been censored several times over on Instagram for nonsensical reasons. I wanted a different route for people to be able to find the information and not have to rely on social media. They can pick up the book, they can download it on their Kindle, and I touch on every aspect of dairy farming in there that is a hot topic in an entertaining way. Everybody seems to be enjoying the book because it does come across as a lot like what I do online. I'm sarcastic. I'm a bit of a smart aleck, but I nail the facts. And I mean, I provide the research papers and all the links and stuff if you're on the Kindle or is available. Mm-hmm. So it's factually accurate. We spent a lot of time making sure everything I said was factual, even though my researcher could not find anywhere that would my claim that Tillamook is the mecca of dairy. They couldn't find any data backing that up necessarily.
You still got to lay claim to it?
But they tried. They tried to find something.
Good.
So it just seemed like a natural fit to do something offline. I mean, and
yeah,
it's a great resource because I do touch on everything. So if you do see something or you have questions about dairy, it's all in there.
Okay. Do you think that the efforts that you and others have put forth to, you know, build that bridge between dairy farming and the consumer, do you think that bridge is being built or is there still a lot of construction left?
I don't think it's one of those bridges that ever gets finished being built because, you know, as for every brick we lay, the other side of the argument, the people that think that animal agriculture and dairy in general should not exist, are chipping away at bricks.
Yeah.
So it's a never-ending process, and it can get exhausting if you aren't willing to stand up and fight for your industry. It is going to go the way of other industries that have lost what I like to say as a social contract to operate. Once society decides that no, this is not what we want, it's hard to operate in that environment.
Which will bring me to this topic. You know, when you Google petition 13 in Oregon, it takes you to a page that says how we end animal cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about what is going on out there.
Well, it's a lot like the thing they had going on in Colorado. It's a bill that targets animal agriculture specifically and hunting, which it's nice to see them lumped in with us because it gives us a lot more support. Yeah. Thankfully, Oregon is a huge hunting state.
Yep.
We have a very, very robust hunting community, and they are taking this on too, but it outlaws things like artificial insemination, which I explain in the book. It outlaws, we're not sure the language is vague enough that a veterinarian might be able to preg check, but maybe not, because it's only in an emergency that you can do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it so that if one of my kids is watching me, like, assist a calving or something like that, it's labeled as child abuse because I'm exposing my child to sexual exploitation of an animal. It's crazy.
It's all crazy, dude. It's all crazy.
Yeah.
All right. How do we learn more about the book? Where do we get it?
You can find it on Amazon. Just type in an industry worth fighting for and it pops right up. And it's also available on Kindle and the Kindle Unlimited. If you pay for that, you can get it and read it for free.
Awesome. Good work, man. We'll have you back on. We'll talk about it more, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. That is Derek Josey, TDF, Honest Farming, and author of An Industry Worth Fighting For. Hey, thanks for listening this morning. Got to come back this afternoon. We're going to have a conversation with Clark Neighbors from BIS Commodities. Tomorrow morning, we're going to kick things off with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg right here on AgriTalk.